Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. So Alec Baldwin, for all of his bluster, all of his nonsense, all of his BS, has once again opened his mouth and inserted his foot. Look, this guy was talking about how after the investigation was finished, and how after all of the facts were laid out, that it would be shown that he didn't even pull the trigger. Well, guess what? The facts are all in, and he did pull the trigger, according to the FBI and their forensic testing. They say that the gun could not have fired without somebody pulling the trigger. So even when this guy is caught up in something such as this, something as tragic, something as terrible as this, he can't find it in himself to take any self-responsibility. It's the armorer's fault, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault. Breaking news, Alec Baldwin. You pulled the trigger, bro. Now, I'm not saying it was malicious. That certainly doesn't seem to be the case. But the facts are the facts. Even if it's an accident, you know, the end result is what it is. So say you get behind the wheel of a car and you crash and kill somebody and they die and you say, well, look, it's an accident. That might be the case, but the person that you killed is still dead. And the way Alec Baldwin has went about all of this, acting like he had no fault in what went down here, is pretty gross. And if I was the family of the woman who was killed, I'd be pretty damn upset about it. Today we have an article from CNN.com, and the authors of this article are Kevin Flowers and Josh Campbell. Headline, Weapon in Deadly Rust Film Set Shooting Could Not Be Fired Without Pulling the Trigger, FBI Forensic Testing Finds. So that's pretty damning right off the jump, right? Look, this dude's talking about, well, I didn't pull the trigger, I didn't do it. Well, the FBI says different, buddy. FBI testing of the gun used in the fatal shooting on the movie set of Rust found that the weapon, handled by actor Alec Baldwin, could not be fired without pulling the trigger while the gun was cocked, according to a newly released forensic report. Now, that would make sense. You want the movie to be as realistic as possible. You're going to have the gun cocked. You're going to have a realistic-looking pistol, but that's where the reality should end. It should have dummies in it. It should be a gun that doesn't fire, whatever it is. That's what should have went down, but that's not what happened. And not only is Alec Baldwin the man who was holding the gun, but he's one of the producers on the movie. Baldwin had the gun while rehearsing a scene of the Western film at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in New Mexico in October when a shot fired, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. In December, Baldwin told ABC News he never pulled the trigger of the gun that shot Hutchins. The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger, Baldwin said. An attorney for the actor told CNN on Sunday, the FBI report is being misconstrued. Oh, it always is, right? Everything's always misconstrued with people like this. Breaking news, bro. Take some self-responsibility. And it's always the people like this, like Alec Baldwin, who are the most vocal about other people's behaviors, who never have any self-reflection, who never take a minute to look in the mirror and say, damn, I really screwed up here. Because you should have taken a look in the mirror, Alec Baldwin. The hubris doesn't look good right here, okay? In fact, it's pretty gross. There's a woman who lost her life, and a family that's never going to be able to replace the hole that is now in their life. And while I don't say it was a malicious act, I think that taking some self-responsibility and saying, you know what, we all screwed up here. Me, the armorer, everybody screwed up. That would be the proper way to go about it. But he can't even find that in his stupid-ass, broken-ass brain to do. The gun fired in testing only one time without having to pull the trigger when the hammer was pulled back and the gun broke in two different places, attorney Luke Nicholas said in an email to CNN. The FBI was unable to fire the gun in any prior test, even when pulling the trigger because it was in such poor condition. Well, look, again, Baldwin's one of the producers on this movie. Is there any sort of the buck stops here with any of these so-called elites? Because it doesn't seem like anyone who's in a position of power ever takes responsibility for what goes down. I guess that's only for the rest of us, right? To have self-responsibility, to take, you know, ownership of our actions. That's for the peons, for the plebs. The critical report is the one from the medical examiner who concluded that this was a tragic accident, Nicholas said. This is the third time that New Mexico authorities have found that Alec Baldwin had no authority or knowledge of the allegedly unsafe conditions on the set, that he was told by the person in charge of safety on the set that the gun was cold and believed the gun was safe, Nicholas told CNN. Again, the buck stops with you, bro. You're the executive producer. You were told. You don't go and check on anyone's work. Trust but verify, right? When I was doing entertainment, even when my employees would say, all right, everything's set up, we have all of the trust set up, everything's beanbagged, everything's ready to go, I would still do my walkthrough and do an idiot check to make sure shit was right. Because if anything went wrong, no matter what, my boss was coming to talk to me because I was in charge, I was responsible for everything that was going on. And for him to just shrug that responsibility off here and try and pass it on to other people, it just shows you the kind of guy that Alec Baldwin is. A typical, living in his ivory tower loser who thinks everybody else should live to this standard that he has no desire to live to himself. In the summary of the post-mortem investigation into Hutchins' death, which was formally signed by the New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner, the cause of death is listed as gunshot wound to the chest, and the manner of death is listed as an accident. Well, yeah. Nobody's saying that Alec Baldwin woke up, loaded the gun, walked onto the set, and shot Mrs. Hutchins in cold blood. That's ridiculous. But when you're dealing with something as serious as using a live weapon for your movie, there should be some control and some parameters, and you should know what you're doing. Baldwin, in the ABC News interview, also described cocking the gun as he talked through the scene with Hutchins. So then I said to her, now in this scene, I'm going to the gun. And I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. Cocking a revolver pistol like the one used in the movie set involves pulling the hammer of the gun back to prepare the weapon of fire. You know, I'm sure most of us have seen the old Cowboys and Indians movies, you know, the six shooter. You got to cock it back and then fire. And then that's why you see in like the old movies, they'll pull the trigger. And then with the other hand, they'll be pulling back the cockback mechanism, right? Bam, 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 the hammer. And then that's how they fire off all those shots. Well, in this scene, obviously it wasn't, you know, a repeated bunch of shots that were fired off. It was the one shot. And that one shot was enough, wasn't it?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When the hammer of the gun is released forward with enough force, as happens when the trigger is pressed, it strikes the primer of a round of ammunition, causing the gun to fire. The FBI forensic report was handed over to the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office as part of the ongoing investigation into the fatal on-set shooting. Wait, you mean the same sheriff's office that never raided Epstein's estate? Never had a concurrent investigation? Oh, that same office? Yeah, I'm pretty confident that they'll get the job done. The report found that the gun, a .45 Colt, caliber F. Pieta single-action revolver, I don't know anything about guns, sorry folks, could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger, with the hammer cocked at the quarter and half positions. It also found that when the weapon was fully cocked, it could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger while the working internal components were intact and functional. So basically, if I'm reading this correctly, what they're saying is that Baldwin had to have pulled the trigger for this gun to have discharged and fire this round. According to their testing, there's no way that it was an accidental discharge. FBI examiners observed internal malfunction on the gun during testing at the fully cocked position, with the report noting portions of the trigger sear and cylinder stop fractured while the hammer was struck. The FBI report noted the limitations of the forensic testing, saying it may not be possible to recreate or duplicate all of the circumstances which led to the discharge of a firearm without a pull of the trigger. So again, he's saying that he didn't even pull the trigger. Basically, what he's trying to do is shuck responsibility and place it on other people. An attorney representing Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who served as the armorer and props assistant on the film, said the forensic report indicated Baldwin had to have pulled the trigger to fire the revolver and that the 24-year-old was being used as a scapegoat. Doesn't shock me that he would try and use her as a scapegoat. He doesn't want to get in trouble, right? Mr. Big film star Alec Baldwin, who's so much better than the rest of us. We'll just blame it on the armorer. She doesn't have the lawyers I have. She doesn't have the fame I have. And then I'll take to social media. I'll take to the media. And I'll start a big blitz. Meanwhile, this armorer is over here saying, what the hell's going on? Part of the Santa Fe County police investigation focuses on how the live round of ammunition may have made its way onto the movie set. Now, that's pretty crucial, too. And if the armorer had anything to do with that, she should be in trouble for that. Or even for having the bullet in the gun, it should be her responsibility, right, to check all of that. So she should have some culpability here along with Baldwin. With that said, Baldwin shouldn't be able to punt and act like he has nothing to do with it, like he had no involvement here. In April, Rust Movie Productions, LLC, was fined nearly $137,000 and cited for having a culture of plain indifference to employee safety on set, according to a report from the New Mexico Environment Department's Occupational Health and Safety Bureau. So the set, even before this shooting, wasn't a great place to be, according to the Occupational Bureau, and so much so that they were fined $137,000. For me, it's the hubris that Alec Baldwin has shown this whole entire time. Bro, somebody's dead. Have a little bit of remorse. Don't be such a jackass. But I guess it's just in his character, right? You know, like the scorpion and the frog? Well, that's Alec Baldwin as well. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box. All right, folks, we'll be back later on, and we'll pick up where we left off.